This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
All I'm saying is, as a society, we missed an opportunity to have the upside-down logo represent that your franchise is in distress. Culturally, now those hats are cool,
yeah.
As opposed to, listen, I like this team, and I know things are pretty messed up right now. I'm not happy about it.
It's the new paper bag over your head. Show up to a game with a jersey where the Saber logo is rotated 90 degrees. You just have one ready to go, so if you're mad at them that day when you wake up, like, they lost yesterday, I'm going to wear the upside-down hat.
Here's our billion-dollar idea, Joe. There's a little thing in the back, and you can undo it and rotate it around and put it back on to represent every day how you feel about the team that you're wearing the hat for.
Here, it's a billion-dollar idea.
We are.
There.
Shut down the stream. We're done. We're out of here. We're retiring on this idea now.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
You know, I don't know if people know this, but that's upside-down hat fad has a Bills connection to it. As Sal Capaccio joins us here, and will throughout today's show. Jeremy White is off today. It's Jeremy and Joe. Morning, Sal.
Good morning to you. The Bills, you had to tell me this connection.
Yeah.
There was something when one of the early hats with the Bills, I know that.
Kinda. One of the early hats, I think, was an upside-down Buffalo hat. The guy who kind of started the whole upside-down hat thing was on the Bills roster at one point in time.
Oh, okay. Do you remember the name?
I know the name. Do you have any idea?
I don't. I don't remember. I remember the story. I don't remember the person.
You'll have to tell me, though. Maybe he wasn't ever on the roster. Maybe he was on the practice squad, or maybe he was even training camp. But Ben DiNucci, former backup quarterback. He started a Sunday night game for
Preseason,
Dallas.
Preseason. I think,
yep.
And then came aboard, I think, for like a cup of coffee at one point as well.
Okay, after like, maybe...
I think they had to sign him one year for, was it recently, for a preseason game to make sure they got through it or something like that.
That sounds right. He would have played him and Anthony Brown, maybe, played a preseason game for the Bills. I think that sounds right. But he is like the guy that started the upside-down hat thing, so... That's the Bills connection to it. That's it. A practice squad quarterback for the Bills was the one. Well, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy, again, as I mentioned, is off today. We'll get to a lot of fun stuff today as we start to kind of piece together the sections of the season now that we have the schedule. I got a good Chiefs question to get to later. I'm very excited for the Leafs a little bit later. I'm anticipating, Sal, that we might have a batch of listeners that we don't often have that are just people that got woken up by the thunderstorm in the last hour.
I did. It wasn't just the thunderstorm. It was really more the lightning than anything.
Yeah.
Suddenly the lightning was just all over the place. Like, you just see flashes, very, very bright inside the house. I was waiting for some of the thunder at some point because it was right on top of you. You know, the lightning happens, then the thunder, obviously. It was right on top of you. But then after not long, it was lightning, and then you wait a while, and then the thunder, you could tell that the storm was going away.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you lived in Florida, so you're going to be much more experienced this than me, but every 3 seconds, it seemed there was, like, a lightning bolt. The frequency of the lightning, I thought was pretty. I can't remember ever seeing it like that. And, again, this storm's already moved through where we are, Amherst, where Sal is in Buffalo, and then maybe it's into Clarence now. But I'm sure you've got Florida stories of thunderstorms that probably pales in comparison to.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, we get some bad ones here, but the thing about them in Florida are they're kind of just more frequent. Like, every day you get some rain, it seems like, especially certain times of year. You're playing golf, and you're like, well, it's going to rain at some point. And then when it is, you just kind of wait it out for a little while. But, yeah, you get that a lot down there. Once that humidity starts to go away a little bit as the sun starts setting, it comes out. But today was cool. Today was kind of a show. And we're going to have Pat Hammer on today to talk about it a little bit as well.
We might have jinxed it a little bit. Sal texted me last night, like, let's get Pat Hammer on. Like, perfect. We're going to have him on at 7:30 this morning. So I knew we were going to have Pat Hammer on. And then I woke up to the biggest thunderstorm that I feel like I've seen in Buffalo in years this morning. Or at least the lightning part of it was at least the most.
Did it rain a lot? I'm in Studio Capaccio's. People in the bullpen can see. By the way, hello. Did it rain a lot? I didn't check outside.
It rained. I want to say monsoon level might be a bit of an exaggeration, but yeah, the wind was blowing. I saw 50, 60 mile per hour winds was the number. It certainly looked like that. And it was just a wall of rain for sure for like 15 minutes probably there at one point. So yeah, like that was a storm. I mean, it was kind of quick, but I was not anticipating that this morning. But again, kind of funny that we're going to have Pat Hammer on a little bit later about the weather for the Bills schedule more so. We'll ask him about this morning. And I'm excited for that, too. I mean, Bills fans that are going to be hoping to go on road trips. So, like, I've already the best you can do before talking to Pat, at least, is, like, I looked up the average weather in Charlotte on October 26th, like what the average temperature is for some of these games. And we talked about the Miami game, too. So we'll talk about it in a little over an hour, but I do feel like the Bills on a lot of those fronts kind of made out this season. Maybe fans did, you know, where a lot of the warm weather climates, Houston is a little bit later in the year. That's going to be more for the fan part because of the stadium. But we'll talk. I've got some big picture stuff to get to, but it's just another piece of the schedule that I kind of like it. I like all parts of it, the weather parts of it, the early kind of easy start after week one. I don't really have many complaints about this Bills schedule.
We've kind of gone from, I remember years ago when we were in the drought and I would come on here in the morning, talk with Jeremy about the schedule. And Jeremy would always say things about like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they gave 3 December home games. Because at that time, you didn't expect the Bills to be that good. And you're like, what's that going to look like? There are not going to be as many fans there. People aren't going to want to go. The team's not going to be as good. The expectations. So it was like you did not want to get late home games. Well, then they started to get good. And there was hey, we like getting these teams at home in December. We like getting the Miami Dolphins up here in December. And it could have playoff implications, and you want that. And I think there's still a little bit of that, but there's also a little bit of, okay, like if you're going to be at home in December, we expect the team to be good. Maybe there's not a lot riding on it, so I'd rather not do that. I'd rather be in a warm weather city. So I think we've kind of run all of these courses as far as having home games late. And of course, this year you do have home games late, including week 17 and week 18.
Right, exactly. And now it becomes more about, is that game still going to be meaningful to the Bills more than, you know, are they going to be good when that arrives? Because that is basically assumed. That's one of the things that I want to get to today. We got a lot of fun stuff planned. I want to talk about the Leafs tonight, which, man, what a night they're about to have one way or the other. A Game 7 back in Toronto, or your season ends losing 4 in a row to the defending champs. There's some good stuff coming this weekend in sports. I'm wondering how much the Bills will get picked. You know? Like, how many people are going to be looking at their schedule and what they've done this offseason, and maybe even contrasting it to what Baltimore and Kansas City schedules look like. The divisions, I think, are another key piece of this, where right now you go look at Mike Jannetty from SpotTrack, I think tweeted out yesterday, the division odds for each of the division favorites. And there's a gulf. Like, the Bills are a minus 240 favorite in the betting odds to win the AFC East. No other division favorite is better than minus 140, which is the Eagles, minus 145. So I'm wondering, Sal, like, how many we're going to be seeing the Bills get picked, I bet, to win the Super Bowl. And at least to get the one seed, which I'm excited for. That's what this regular season to me is going to be all about.
It's a pretty big juxtaposition from last year, which is when so many people told us the Buffalo Bills were taking a step back, right?
Yep.
That they were going to be, okay, they're going to fight for 10 wins maybe. They might not make the playoffs. They're not the favorite in the division. Such a difference from then, which is this year, this schedule comes out, looking at this team, this roster having the MVP, and how many people have we heard over the last 24 hours or so to say, oh, look it, they're winning 13 games, maybe 14 games. They're getting the one seed. We got Emmanuel Acho, who last year was all about the Bills taking this step back, and he was kind of the poster child for that particular type of opinion on the team.
Yeah.
You got him yesterday saying, oh my God, number one seed, and Josh Allen repeats his MVP. This is the year. Look at this schedule and look what they're going to be able to do.
Yeah. Man, I mean, was he the original originator of the window closing conversation? He might have been. I don't remember who exactly was. Because there was a lot of that last year. Yeah, I think it's going to be tough not to think that the one seed is lined up for them. I was looking yesterday at the quarterbacks that the Bills will play, especially in the early part of the season. I mean, before they play Mahomes and the Chiefs in Week 9, but between Jackson and Mahomes, I mean, Fields, Tua, Shuck, I think, for New Orleans, May, Penix, Young, like, some of these guys are talented, but man, the Bills play a lot of young quarterbacks in that early part of the season. A lot of young quarterbacks. And Sean McDermott's got a great track record against rookie quarterbacks. I would imagine that extends a little bit to second and third year guys too. But like that's the thing. Like, there aren't this fleet of monsters on the schedule. You've got Burrow eventually, you've got Hurts eventually. We mentioned Mahomes, but I expect them to play with the lead all year long at that one seed.
And then if they do play with the lead all year long, I mean, then you get into, okay, what they did in the offseason to bring in Joey Bosa, to bring in Michael Hoyt, guys that can get to the passer a little bit. You know, you can take a little bit off Joey Bosa playing in the run game, playing on first and second down. I was actually thinking about this the other day, and I haven't done it yet. So maybe we can do it today. I don't know. Maybe we have time. Maybe we don't. But maybe you and I can walk through this. We did this, you and I have done this before on the Extra Point Show we used to host. We should rank the quarterbacks the Bills are playing this year.
100%. 100%. We should definitely
rank
do
the
that.
Quarterback the Bills are playing this year.
In fact, I do have written down on my little topic sheet here, power rank quarterbacks on Bills schedule. So I am ready. I've not ranked them already. We could do that definitely a little bit later on, because that too, like, I think the big picture here, Sal, like, the one seed and, like, kind of setting up now that the schedule is through, like, the next couple of months leading up to training camp is just kind of, like, setting the table for what's ahead for this team. A lot of the work of the offseason is done, right? The draft is over. Now we know who they're playing. All the free agents, that the big, big names are already off the table. Sure, they could go add somebody still. But there's not really anybody of major consequence that is still out there. Really, the one big move, in fact, we could touch on this very quickly, maybe get back to it. The only big move left out there that could change the way you look at the Bills offseason is Trey Hendrickson. And I don't know, Sal, I have a hard time believing, one, that the Bengals would trade him to an AFC, a strong AFC rival that will be in competition with them. And two, I'm kind of spooked into ever believing now that these star pass rushers are going to get traded after fully believing Myles Garrett was going to get traded and then it didn't happen.
Yeah, I hear that. And I would say, just from a Bills standpoint, I just don't know how they could do it. I guess we always say there's always a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
But given their salary cap situation where they are, I mean, you're talking about a guy who's looking for $30-plus million a year, right? This isn't a $10 million ad where at this point in the season you can kind of move some things around. I just don't know how the Bills would be able to do that. You're right, from a Bengals standpoint, not sure where this goes. He did a 20-plus 30-minute media session the other day, I'm sure you saw, when he showed up and they were at, you know, OTAs or whatever. And I had Kelsey Conway on yesterday on the Extra Point show, and we talked about it, and she basically made it known, look, he wants to stay in Cincy, but he's dug in. Like, if they don't meet, like, what he thinks he's worth, this is going to go on a long time. And the fact is, they have not spoken. That is his biggest complaint right now. He wants to stay in Cincinnati, but he feels like, look, they haven't even talked to me. Like, if they at least talk to me, we could have a conversation about where this goes. So I don't know where it goes for them. I'll say this, though, too, Joe. As much as we talk about the Bengals and how great their offense can be, and we know that with Burrow and Chase and Higgins, they did make a defensive change, but their defense wasn't that good last year. And as Kelsey said, they need Trey Hendrickson. Like, he's such a big part of what they do. So you look at the Bengals this year, a team that's going to be fighting in the AFC with the Bills and the Ravens and the Chiefs, and you expect that. Boy, if they don't have Trey Hendrickson, and, you know, I think it's more of the same for them. I think it's more of higher scoring games, losing games, because they can't simply stop teams.
Yeah, Al Golden is the new defensive coordinator in Cincinnati after being that for Notre Dame for 1 year, 3 years, excuse me, at Notre Dame. So that's the change on the coaching front. And then, like you said, like, I, man, without Hendrickson, they drafted some defense, but we talked to Joe Marino about this last week. Like, Shamar Stewart is not a guarantee. Like, he's kind of one of those boomer bust prospects. We talked about him a little bit for the Bills leading up to
the draft.
By the
way, he's not even practicing right now during these OTAs and stuff, because he's got some sort of bonus issue with his contract, and they slot these guys. It's crazy.
They're, like, not offering him. Is it the bonus or is it the guarantee? Money, either way. I mean, I guess it's the same thing. They're not offering him as much as the same draft picks for the last 2 years maybe got. Which is just another, that's Cincinnati just being Cincinnati a little bit. That, you know, they got all this, you know, puff your chest out after they signed Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Like, see? False narrative. We do pay guys. Look at what we did with our two receivers. When, by the way, the Higgins contract is like more of like a 2-year deal in the first place. And then, like, okay, you did do that, but we're seeing, this isn't false. We see all of these stories. Jermaine Pratt, a starting linebacker for the Bengals, also asked for a trade this offseason because he wasn't getting paid enough or didn't think that. I agree. Without Hendrickson, with Hendrickson, I'm skeptical of how good defensively that team could be. And without him, I don't know. Right, you're trusting then a first-round rookie who isn't even there yet because of that money stuff there. And he was the guy with the crazy athletic profile out of Texas A&M that had like 4 sacks in college. So, okay, maybe. Or maybe the non-production in college means he'll be, you know, he'll take a while to get rolling. So,
yeah, and look, great point here. I'm reading the bullpen, getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. AC says, I've never heard anyone say the phrase, I want to stay in Cincinnati before. And that's right. And I even said that to Kelsey when she was on, Joe. Yeah. I said, like, this is kind of a departure. Here you have a guy who actually says, I want to be here with an organization that, you know, for years has been known to be cheap or they're not paying their players. And granted, they did keep a couple guys. They kept Chase. They kept Higgins. They kept Burrow, obviously. But here's a guy that says this, and she agreed 100% and said, yeah, like, when do you ever hear guys say that? And he's saying it. And he wants to do it.
Yeah.
And this guy's been great the last couple of years. So I do wonder where that goes with them. The Bills obviously play the entire AFC North this year. And, you know, those games are going to be critical when it comes down to tiebreakers and head-to-head and conference record, right? I don't know where Pittsburgh is right now. It's the yearly chase for 9-8, I guess. Yeah. I'm not sure. And then I think Cleveland obviously is not going to be very good at this point. Mm-hmm. Speaking of quarterbacks, like, we don't even know. Like, we're going to rank these quarterbacks at some point.
There's a couple teams.
There's at least three teams in the schedule right now. Ooh. That we have no idea who the quarterback will be when they play the Bills.
Ooh, those three are going to be New Orleans.
At least three.
New Orleans, right? Definitely Cleveland, right? I don't even know who I would predict. By week 16, it could be anybody. And then the third one would be Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh would be the third one.
Right. I think those are the three we just don't really know right now.
Yeah. By the way, three of those four AFC North games for the Bills are all within 4 weeks. Weeks 13, 14, and 16. And that's, by the way, like that division being tough, that's part of the point, I think. I don't know if it's the main reason why you would say Bills for the one seed, this is the year. But it's certainly one of them. That are we over-exaggerating the difference in the rest of the division? Because that's how I see it. I see it as, listen, the Ravens are on the Bills level, absolutely, but I think the Bills, I would pick more wins for the Bills because I just think the Ravens are going to have more of a challenge. They have the Bengals in their division, and I would expect that, you know, they'll, even if their defense is still pretty bad, that they'll be better than they were last year. And I think Pittsburgh is always tough, and they play the Ravens tough even when they're not a great team. And then you've got the West, where that's the one where maybe I can't figure out where I want to land. I want to believe that somebody is finally going to challenge the Chiefs in that division, and that maybe the Chargers are finally up to the task, or that, you know, the Raiders get Geno Smith, so they'll be a little bit more competent, or Denver takes another step with Bo Nix. So I've been hurt on that one before because I've believed, you know, a couple years ago when Herbert had just broke out and the Raiders went and got Devontae Adams and the Broncos got Russell Wilson. That was the year I'm like, all right, this is the year. Chiefs are finally going to be toppled in their own division. Someone's going to put up a fight. And there was no fight to be had at all. So, but that's how I see it right now, is the Bills, the part of the one seed chase and what I think makes them favored for that is I think the Chiefs and the Ravens especially, they're going to have tougher fights on their hands.
Yeah. I agree about the Chiefs, and it looks like maybe the Chargers can be a team that can threaten them, but I'll believe it when I see it, right, Joe? Maybe Broncos. The Broncos played them tough. What's crazy is, on paper, you think, like, last year, the Chargers would be the team to do it. The Broncos were the team that played them tougher and had a chance and had them on the ropes, right? The Broncos were. And that, you know, didn't materialize. Remember what Sean Payton said after the Bills game, the playoff game? I don't know if you remember this. Sean Payton basically came out in a press conference. Now, he's Sean Payton, so take it for what it's worth. He came out in the press conference after they lost to the Bills in the playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, if we got by this one, we had a really good plan and felt good about the next game. Meaning, like, he thought they would beat the Chiefs the next week, is what he said. And like, I do think there's something to be said for the way that they were able to play the Chiefs. I mean, I know that was that last game of the year and the Chiefs, you know, sat their guys. And then they had the game where they had the field goal blocked. But it seems like the Chargers are the team that's supposed to do it.
Yes.
But the Broncos are the team that actually head-to-head have been a little bit better here, at least last year.
Right. The Broncos might have a better chance. The Chargers are the team that are supposed to do it because you've got the quarterback. Like, you're supposed to have the quarterback. Maybe the quarterback starts getting more flack. It's kind of amazing he actually hasn't, Herbert, because I think he's awesome. I think he's super talented. And the dude just collapses at the end, right? Like last year, he threw more picks in the postseason than he did in the regular season, or something close.
Yeah, that's
to that.
Right.
And there was that comeback that they had that game with the Jaguars that was wild a couple years ago. So, anyways, there's a lot to get to, of course, as we break down the NFL season and, you know, the Bills' path forward. I've got a question about the Bills and kind of the end result of this season that I think we'll get, you know, people interested calling in. 803-0550 is the phone number. We'll power rank the quarterbacks on the Bills schedule. I want to talk a little bit about the Leafs. The Bandits, by the way, are at home tonight, and they're looking for the three-peat chase. I think, are we allowed to call it three-peat? I know Pat Riley owns the
as long as you're not making money off it, I guess you're allowed to, I think.
That's right. How amazing is that still, by the way? I still can't believe Pat Riley owns the rights to three-peat, and he never three-peated. It's crazy. we could talk about that. We will talk about that when Dave Buchanan joins the show a little bit later on as well. So we got plenty of time for your phone calls leading up to Pat Hammer coming up at 7:30. Sal Capaccio is in for Jeremy White today. It's a Friday. You ready for the weekend with us? Talking Bills, talking schedule, one seed, all ahead here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mitch, what was that? Here come the Panthers off a spinny backhand pass. And they score! Mitch! What on earth are you friggin' doing? What? What's going through your head when you did that? What is your major malfunction? What made you think that was the move? The Panthers have Jesper friggin' Boqvist up on their top line tonight, and he just buried you clowns. 3-0 in your own barn halfway through a game 5? You guys... Fuck!
Ah! The life of a Leafs fan, I guess, right now. That is Steve Dangle, one of the big YouTubers in hockey. Was not having a good time, as you could tell, in Game 5 in Toronto. And tonight is Game 6 in Florida. The vibes are so bad in Toronto right now when it comes to the Leafs. I mean, could you tell? That the vibes are bad for the Leafs right now. I think that is... We'll get back to the Bills. Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaccio, Jeremy White is off this morning. I think tonight is so massive for the Leafs. Just, you were up 2-0. Had a breakaway even in Game 3 overtime to go up 3-0. And to be sitting here on the heels of getting smoked in your own building... Fans leaving early and jerseys on the ice and Marner is now a lightning rod again as he's about to hit free agency and just, I don't know. I feel like the whole thing could come crashing down finally. I mean, we've been saying that for years, but now that you've got guys that are actually free agents, Tavares is a free agent too. I think tonight is like biggest Leafs game in my lifetime. Is that crazy?
I don't know. Yes, I guess it would be. It'd have to be because they're in the second round and this is happening. I mean, When they were trying to win in the first round and finally got through, that was obviously huge. Yeah, I think this is the biggest game tonight, probably of your lifetime for them.
Yeah. What's the bigger story right now in the playoffs? Or even the more interesting one? The Leafs getting through if they can or the Knicks doing it? Because they're kind of, aren't they kind of similar in the manner of They are big, famous brands with, you know, massive diehard fan bases that maybe are even, you know, heartbroken a lot. Their teams are never as good as they probably should be. You know what it is? Are they the two teams that for years have been like the easiest to make fun of? Because you're the big giant market and you're supposed to be good at this thing. And for years you haven't been, and now maybe you are. But again, like the Leafs, maybe it doesn't matter. They fall anyway. I don't know. Like, I think the Knicks and the Leafs, there's a lot of similarities. But one seems more likely just because they're up 3-2 to go through at the moment.
I think national, I mean, you know, sports-wise, because the Knicks resonate so much with basketball and it's New York City,
yeah,
that's probably more of the story. But I think that for anybody who follows hockey, you would might put the Leafs ahead of that, right? Because of, sure, you know their history. You know what kind of team they've built. Look, I mean, the thing about the Knicks is they weren't even expected to win this series going into it.
Oh, not at all. They were expected to get run out of the... I mean, they were huge underdogs, I think, going into this series against the Celtics.
And this year, though, I do remember when the Knicks made a couple moves and they traded DiVincenzo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they made the moves that they made earlier in the season, the preseason.
Yep.
They were considered to have maybe the best starting five in the league by some people. And okay, yeah, well, if they can get a little bit of bench, a little bit of depth, then they have a nice season. But yeah, it was never going to be on the level. And then the Cavs had the season they had, by the way. Then it was never going to be on the levels the Celtics people felt. Then they get here and they beat the Celtics the way they did. I think that makes it to me like it's a great story, but it's not a disappointing season. Even if they lose, it would be terrible if they lost now after being up and having Jason Tatum. I get that.
Yeah.
But going into where they've gone and going into the playoffs, it still would be Leafs were expected to do more.
Yeah, that's definitely true. The other thing that I think might be a little different is just, you know, this is going to be from social media, so it's not going to be nearly an exact science, but I kind of pick up that Leafs fans expect something to go wrong, you know? Like, they're just waiting for it at all times. Like, something's going to happen. This is too good to be true. There's a lot of that, I feel like, in Leafs culture, where I don't know if I feel... Maybe the Knicks are the same and I just don't see it. But I feel like I see more delusionary optimism from Knicks fans. And now it's actually being realized. It's actually happening. But I do feel like maybe Knicks fans, like they're the fan base that always thinks they're going to get the big superstar, right? Oh, yeah, they're going to get Giannis in free agency. They're going to get LeBron in free agency. Now, right. There is another comparable, Sal, as you bring up the like what the Knicks did early in the season. There's a commentary I've been hearing a lot about them that's made me think of the Bills, which is the Knicks, who, if you don't follow basketball, basically what they did, they made two huge trades before the year. They traded for Karl-Anthony Towns from Minnesota. They traded one of their better players for him, and then another guy, DiVincenzo, who Sal just mentioned. And then they traded five first-round picks for Mikal Bridges, this other like long wing, three-point shooting guy. And the thing that I've heard said about the Knicks a ton, especially in this playoffs, is that they built their team to beat the Celtics. That the Celtics have a team built to win the championship, and the Knicks have a team built to beat the Celtics. Which, what I've heard about that is, well, you're good. Like, it's worked here. You know, they were going to be up 3-1 even with Tatum hurt. But there's this pessimism that, okay, you're going to do the thing that you've been trying so hard to do, which is beat the favorites that have been in your way. But now, like, your team is kind of built so that when you go play in the next round and you go play in the finals, like, you might not have exactly what you need. Does anyone know where I'm going with this comparable? It made me think of the Bills a lot for, like, how much they should build their team to specifically beat the Chiefs.
Yep.
I don't even know how easy it is to compare the two sports for that, because when you only have five guys on the floor, I do think it's easier to build your team to beat one team. But we've had that discussion about the Bills. Like, should they build their team to beat specifically Kansas City?
This has happened in basketball before, and my memory's a little fuzzy because I was younger, but this would be like Bulls, Pistons, back when the Jordan run started and they couldn't get past them. And, you know, they were kind of just kind of building the team for, you know, making sure they could be a little tougher and being, you know, if you go back to those Pistons teams and Laimbeer and Rick Mahorn and these guys, they were physical, they were bullies.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And I think the Bulls had to kind of become a little bit more like that. And it's not the exact same, but they did have it in mind. If you go back and you see, even watching the 30 for 30, right, in the Jordan and in The Last Dance, I should say, they talk about that and how, like, it really was these two teams for a while, and they had to get over the hump.
It was Horace Grant, right, originally that they brought in, and then eventually they bring Rodman in.
Yes.
For that. So they did, I guess they did kind of do it, you know, from what I, you know, gather, and a lot of that for me is also from The Last Dance. So, yeah, it's interesting.
And Dennis Rodman, let me look. And Dennis Rodman, he was a member of the Pistons, and then he went to San Antonio. Then he went to the Bulls after that, by the way.
Right.
Like, he was a member of those teams we're talking about with the Pistons when they, and he was a defensive player of the year. I'm looking at his numbers, but yeah, and the rebounding and just kind of being, you know, the guy that, like, he would just get under, he was, Dennis Rodman was the Brad Marchand of of basketball at the time, basically.
Yeah. This is really kind of a good overarching conversation just about what you should, how you should run your team in sports, or how, maybe not how you should, how you can, where here's the Knicks, like, they're building their team to beat the Celtics, and they're on their way to doing it. They, again, they were up 3-1 when Tatum was healthy, and the Bulls maybe did this in the past, so basketball's a little easier. I guarantee you, if Toronto loses to Florida tonight, they are going to make moves in the name of, we need to build our team more to beat the Panthers, because they have bullied us, especially in the last couple of games here. I mean, game five, the Panthers made the, made it look, to me, to my eyes, it was the Panthers made the Leafs not want to be there at all, because it's just a wave after wave after wave, line after line, that are just, they don't leave you alone. They're all over you at all times. They're so physical. Florida is so physical that I guarantee you, if Toronto loses the series, I don't know if that'll graduate to they let Marner go, because, or don't try to pursue bringing him back because he's a different style, but they will make moves in the name of, we need to build our team to beat the Panthers. And again, I don't know if I want to carry this over to football, though, because there are so many more people on the field with football, and, you know, like, this is part of a conversation I want to get to, is you don't know that you'll even have to play the Chiefs on the way to a Super Bowl. You might predict you will, because, let's be honest, every year that Josh Allen has been a star quarterback in the league, the road to the Super Bowl has had to go through the Chiefs. The Bills would have never, unless I'm missing a year here, they lose to the Bengals, they would have played Kansas City in the next round, so I don't think I am. Every year on your way to the Super Bowl, so far, you would have had to beat Kansas City. So eventually, that probably doesn't happen. But we've had that discussion before. And again, I don't know how easy it is to compare a sport in hockey, a sport in basketball, where you only have five people on the floor or the ice, compared to football, where 11 on 11 and matchups, and there's so much more strategy to it. I don't know how, if I could think of a team in the past even that has, they went out and they built their team to build these guys.
So Brandon Bean has been asked about this, as you know, several times, and his answer is always the same, which is, we know, they know that the Chiefs are there, and there's this team that they've had this rivalry with, and they've lost them in the playoffs. But the first thing they have to do is win their division. They have six games against division opponents, and they have to get, they have to, A, win their division to make the playoffs, and B, you win your division, you're getting home games. And then maybe you can get the Chiefs at your place anyway, if that's the case, right? And like they did last year. And I get it. They didn't beat them last year. I know.
Yeah.
But that's the danger in trying to build just to beat one team. Because if you do that and you have just them in mind, maybe you lose sight of what the Patriots are doing. Maybe you lose sight of the speed that the Dolphins bring in a couple of years ago. And maybe you don't actually win your division, because while you're chasing and building a team to beat this team over here, you kind of forgot about the other three teams you're playing a total of six times in your division chasing you.
That's right. He did also go as far as to talk about, I mean, he mentioned Jackson, Mahomes, and Burrow when talking about kind of pursuing a star-studded pass rush. You know, like, that's the one element maybe where that has been in mind a little bit. I mean, clearly, if you just have a great four-man pass rush, that's also going to help you against your own division. But maybe that's the first thing they would think of is, well, when we go after a Joey Bosa and Michael Hoyt, and when we draft TJ Sanders, and when we draft Landon Jackson, and we try to build this, you know, this defensive line that could get after you, I mean, that's the thing, that might be the thing they think of, which is, how do we build our team to beat a Mahomes, to beat a Burrow, to beat a Jackson? Well, it's doing that. We can accomplish that. That's how we're going to get them. And they really haven't had a line yet that has been successful in that matchup, at least in the playoffs, at least. 803-0550 is the phone number if you've got a thought on this, as Toronto plays tonight was kind of the spark of that against the Florida Panthers. Two great games. You got that game and the Knicks-Celtics game a little bit later at 8 o'clock. 803-0550 is the phone number. Coming up at 7, well, Pat Hammer at 7:30. Let's get into that a little bit more on what is more likely to happen this year? That the Bills have added enough to finally beat the Chiefs, or that this is the year where it's not going to go through the Chiefs? Because eventually one of those two things are going to happen. 803-0550 is the phone number. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, this is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, there's an anniversary coming up tomorrow. I think it was also... like, it's kind of an anniversary, even the day's one day off. Do you know what it is, Sal?
Hold on. Well, I will tell you, happy birthday to my brother. Tomorrow's his birthday, May 17th.
Happy birthday.
He does listen sometimes. He lives out west. A little too early for him right now.
Is he listening now, though?
I don't think so. It's 3:51 in the morning. I didn't tell him I'd be on the morning show, but when he gets up in the mornings, he turns me on the radio. So... what is tomorrow? Are we talking sports anniversary?
Sports anniversary. It was only 1 year ago.
Oh. Not the Bills. Not the same.
No.
Oh, Don Granato.
Not Don Granato. It's not Buffalo related. In fact, it is golf related.
I don't know.
Tomorrow is the anniversary of Scotty Scheffler getting arrested at Valhalla Golf Club.
Okay.
In Kentucky. Which was, I think, one of the most unique and crazy mornings being on the air since I've ever done this with Scotty Scheffler. The 2.5, 3 hour journey of who's getting arrested, what did he do, and then eventually you get to the mugshot in the jumpsuit, and is he going? Okay, he's going to get released. Is he going to make it to the club in time to get his tee time in? It was just a wild, wild morning. Scheffler getting arrested, which I think ended up just being, at the end of the day, a complete misunderstanding. And I don't think anybody got in trouble on one side or the other. I don't think. What was that morning like for you? You would have. I mean, that was early, so maybe you wouldn't have been awake when I think it was in the 6 a.m.
I don't remember. I think we came on the air and we were talking about it.
Yeah.
If I remember that part right.
I thought it started in the 6 a.m. hour.
Well, the other part of it is, you remember, Eric Wood, that's his club, Valhalla.
Right, that's right.
And I remember talking with Eric about it like that morning when it happened.
That's right. I forgot Eric is a member there.
I can vividly remember looking at the clock and it being 6:38 because I was scrambling trying to get like any sort of sound or update or anything, like trying to find stuff on TV.
Ended up being a soaking wet Jeff Darlington that was just like action news running in on ESPN, which was, I think he was there, right? He was the one who took the video. Like,
he posted the video this morning because it was technically a year ago on a Friday.
I watched it in the break. There's like a good 5-6 minute segment for that they're going to show on ESPN later that Darlington did, where he's talking to Scheffler and he's talking to the mayor of Louisville. It was a whole thing. So hey, that's a year ago today, tomorrow. June 28th is coming up, and that is the ride for Roswell. Bulldog will be riding, I'll be riding, Jeremy will be riding. And once you join our team, you'll receive an email. You can pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. So join the squad. If you're not a rider, you could still support us, though, by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details. When we come back, got a pull up on what's more likely. The Bills have added enough to finally beat the Chiefs in a playoff game, or path of the Super Bowl won't necessarily go through the Chiefs this year, which, again, that would be the first time in a while for that. Also, I found a very interesting Bills season projection from ChatGPT that we have to get Ooh. To because
okay. there's. Did you get from ChatGPT or AI?
No, this is ChatGPT, not
I know.
Yes. AI or the answer is his other nickname, right? Iverson? I think I heard
Allen Iverson, right? The answer, yes, the AI. Answer.
Yeah, not
I have to
Iverson.
Tell you real quick, when that happened, I actually I watched it for the first time and I looked at Yana, my wife, we were watching it for the first time and I go,
yeah,
he's going to get Allen Iverson, isn't he? Like I didn't know it for sure, but Joe, I think that's part of the joke. If you're
sure.
the age of Brandon Bean and I are like the same age. And when you hear AI, you think immediately sometimes Allen Iverson. And right. I'm like, they're going to play on this, aren't they?
100. Yeah, I get it. Yep. When you hear AI, do you still think of Iverson?
Not as much anymore. But when it first started, you hear AI, just like your brain goes to it because that's the AI that you knew your whole life.
Yeah, no, I get it. It was a really good pull by the Bills, honestly. 803-0550 is the phone number here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.